And episode 3 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast is brought to you by the food baby that I conceived while sitting in the Legend Suite for my first time last weekend.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Here's radio host and lifelong Yankees fan, Ralphie Aversa.
And yes, you heard correctly. I made it past the moat. Here we go. Here we go. Welcome to episode 3 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. My name is Ralphie Aversa, radio host, diehard Yankees fan. And look, anyone in Yankees universe, anyone near Yankees universe, has got to be in a great mood. As of this taping, the Yankees are sitting pretty. First place, your first place, New York Yankees, in the American League East, with the Red Sox losing Monday. And, of course, the Yankees having the day off. They begin a bit of a road trip here, a couple games in our nation's capital. And then where do they go this week? Oh, they go to Kansas City this weekend. And I know that, of course, because I've wanted to make this road trip. And I feel like every year there in Kansas City, the Yankees, the weekend before Memorial Day. The weekend before Memorial Day is also normally the Billboard Music Awards out in Vegas, and I go to cover that for my full-time job. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Instead of being in Kansas City, I'll be in Vegas at the Billboard Music Awards. Last weekend, as I mentioned, I was in Legend Seats. I'll get to that in just a second. And by the way, we're probably going to dedicate a separate podcast to the whole Legends premium seating experience. I'll touch on a few key points from my first and probably, to be honest, last time sitting there here. Also, later in the Pinstripe Lanes podcast, we talk with AJ Herman, digital content creator at Yes Network. That's a fancy way of saying he runs their social media over at Yes Network. He's a part of it, basically a team of three. It's him and two other colleagues. They report to, I believe, Kevin Sullivan. And then he reports to John J. Filippelli. We'll have to get Mr. John J. Filippelli, a.k.a. Flip, at some point on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. AJ Herman, though, turns out he's got northeastern Pennsylvania roots, which is great. Of course, my for my full-time job, my radio show actually airs in NEPA, and I spent a number of years there. AJ, very interesting career path as well. So we'll talk with him about that, how he got his foot in the door at Yes Network, what he does at Yes Network, and kind of their whole Facebook Live thing, too. There's actually a funny story as well about how AJ and I linked up online. We'll get to all that. AJ Herman from Yes Network, again, going to join us a little later on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Okay, so let's get into it right now. Saturday, I sat in Legends. It was great. It was Mother's Day weekend. My mom, my aunt, my sister all flew in from Niagara Falls, New York. I got the seats. I bought the seats for Legend seats. The original face value on Legend seats is usually about $500. The floor that is set on StubHub. Now, this is now because the Yankees and StubHub were in bed. And as part of that deal, there are ticket floors for each level ticket. You can't sell a Legend seat on StubHub for any cheaper than $325. It might be $350. Don't quote me. It's somewhere in that range. So we'll just call it $325. You can't sell it any cheaper than $325. If you lock into a season ticket plan, the face value that was actually printed on these tickets, and they came from Sports Illustrated, was $250. So you see, thankfully, we're moving in the right direction. We're moving down. I bought the 4 tickets at a St. Jude silent auction. They were donated by Sports Illustrated. I got all 4 tickets for $900. So I bought them for $225 a pop. Relative to that $500 price tag that we started with, it's a great deal. I'll never be able to buy them legally and publicly probably for this price ever again. That's why I say it's going to be my first and maybe last time. Everything you've heard about Legends, the bouginess, the 5-star food, the service, the actual seat, it's all true. Crab legs, lobster tail. What else did they have? Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich station because it was a 1 o'clock start on a Saturday. Beautiful bar area down there. They serve alcohol for all 9 innings or 9 innings plus, as we got a little free baseball in there as well with our boy Neil Walker it off as we did on Saturday. What else was there as far as food? A carving station with ham and prime rib, a hot dog station, a pasta station, a salad station, a sushi station. Legend Suite, 2 levels. There's that field level that, you know, when you're walking around the field level concourse, you peer into the window and you see everyone. And then there's another level below that. That is also the level where the Harmon Lounge is. Oh, you don't know about the Harmon Lounge? Let me tell you, that is super VIP. You can have it added on to your Legends season ticket package. And that has, in addition to the all-inclusive food, all-inclusive alcoholic beverages. How's that working out for you? Pretty good if you got the money and the access. You also, with the Legend seat, can go into the Kettle One Lounge. The Kettle One Lounge, by the way, and you get access to that with the Champions level seats as well. That was solid. More traditional ballpark fare, but they do have the taco cups, and then they also have like to-go salads, to-go sushi, soft drinks, coffee. Coffee machines, the Dunkin' Donuts, they do the latte guys, so that's pretty cool. And again, we could do a whole episode just on the Legends experience. Though my one takeaway from it, besides how amazing the food was and how great the service was, I think especially when you do what I did and you go with your family and the weather's not perfect and ideal, you almost find yourself kind of stuck in the middle between wanting to sit in this amazing seat and wanting to make sure you get your money's worth and eat all of the crab legs and lobster tail and sushi that you can. I think we did. Oh, and I didn't even get to the desserts. That's a whole other. Then there's a candy wall on your way out. You take whatever you want. It's really, it's something else. It's something else. I would say, like I said, my one takeaway, maybe a little too much. Like, it might just be, because me, being a diehard fan, I'm just happy to be in a seat like that, four rows behind the Yankees dugout, and to have a view. And by the way, obviously, you know, this is the first year that the netting extends as far as it does. You notice it for 30 seconds, and then you get over it. The only other time you notice it is if you try to take a photo on your phone. But you're at a baseball game. You're sitting in those seats. Get off your phone. And who cares about the photo you're going to take? It's going to be some crappy photo anyways because you got to zoom in. Put your phone down. Just enjoy the game. By the way, I did take a nice landscape photo from my seat that kind of gave you an overall view. You can see that on our Instagram at Pinstripe Lanes. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Pinstripe Lanes. And of course, PinstripeLanesPodcast.com, in addition to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, however else you found the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Just happy you found us. So anyways, that was my experience on Saturday in Legends with the family. Yankees walk-off win. That didn't hurt either. We did a little Facebook Live. That's posted on our Facebook from the seats. Had a front row view to your boy Ryan Rucco getting doused with the Gatorade as Neil Walker got his second Gatorade shower of the of the afternoon. Hey, you know what? It was worth it. It was a fun game, that's for sure. All right, AJ Herman, Yes Network, digital content creator, what that exactly means, how he updates his social media, how he got the job, tips if you want to work at Yes Network, and much more. That's what we're getting to next here on episode 3. We've made it 3 weeks with the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. And welcome back here to episode 3 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Don't forget, you can find us over at PinstripeLanesPodcast.com, at Pinstripe Lanes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, we're available via subscription, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get podcasts. All right. As we mentioned, our guest this week is somebody who perhaps not so coincidentally I linked up with online. It makes a lot of sense because his job is in the digital world. He's the digital media creator at Yes Network. His name is AJ Herman, and he makes a few minutes for us now on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. AJ, Ralphie Aversa, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it, man.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thank you for having me. I'm excited for the opportunity. Talk some Yankees baseball.
I just alluded to this. Do you remember how you and I connected online?
I remember there was some specific interaction, but I'm kind of foggy on the details, actually, now that you put me on the spot. I'm sorry.
I remember it very specifically. Well, no, because, I mean, look, you got obviously a lot going on at Yes Network, especially in the digital world, which we'll talk about obviously in just a little bit. But I'll never forget this. And it was right when Facebook Live was starting to become a thing. And I'll never forget signing on to Facebook. Yeah, now that's totally just jogged your memory.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And either the Yankees were playing that night or it was an off day. There was nothing going on. But the new MLB The Show had just came out. And you were actually Facebook live streaming on the Yes Network's Facebook a home run derby on MLB The Show using Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle in the old Yankee Stadium. And I just, you know, as somebody who obviously, you know, like with my full-time job being in entertainment and doing a lot of stuff in the online world as well. And it's like, you know what it is. Everybody's kind of taking everyone else's idea and trying to spin it and make it their own. And then they think they're original. And I just thought, like, especially in this day and age, like, that's such an original idea to, like, get fan engagement and create content and so on and so forth. And so, and I remember, like, I had, like, a semi-snarky post, like, one social media manager at Yes Network has like the best job ever. And you saw that. And that's how we linked up on Twitter. And now you're here on my podcast. So,
yeah, funny. Coming full circle.
Let's start there with that one particular instance. What gave you the idea to do that, to live stream an MLB The Show PlayStation Home Run Derby on Yes Network's Facebook Live?
Yeah, well, as you sort of mentioned, we were just sort of getting our toes wet with the Facebook Live platform and just sort of throwing around every kind of idea that we had. Obviously, video games are not necessarily something that you or not that back then something that you would see being live streamed. Obviously, that's kind of blown up now more recently. But I got to credit my boss, Kevin Sullivan, our director of digital media at Yes Network. He was the one who kind of figured out how we could plug a PlayStation into our whole setup. And I've been an MLB The Show fan for years, and I, you know, come home and play most nights anyway. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. Let's I think there's a way to get some of the old Yankees icons, and you know, I knew they had the old Yankee Stadium and stuff like that. So I figured if somebody was scrolling on Facebook and they saw, oh, Mickey Mantle Home Run Derby, and but with, you know, video game characters, it might be something that people would be interested in. So it was just kind of just an experimental thing that we tried out, and people enjoyed it. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I very now clearly remember you saying, wow, somebody's getting paid to play video games right now. And I was like, yep, that's me. It's a pretty pretty fun job. So so that's how that came about.
You know, when it comes to, and I can relate to this with my full-time job, but I think especially with your job, and especially if you don't fully understand the digital space, there's probably a lot of misnomers about what you do, which is why I wanted to have you on. Like, for example, like even when we just take that video, from what I recall, it was getting like some pretty good views, some pretty good engagement. Is that how you're judged by your boss and by Yes Network, like every post that you have?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, we've at a certain point, you know, people in the industry maybe know the phrase pivot to video, if you will. So we kind of we were on the forefront of trying to make sort of video views the new currency, if you will, as opposed to page views and web traffic, because we were kind of not seeing the results that we were hoping for as far as getting people to come to yesnetwork.com, which obviously still is operational. We have all kinds of stuff up there, but yeah, it was just sort of part of the plan to be on the cutting edge and to really put ourselves in front of that curve. So so yeah, so engagement and views, as you kind of you highlighted, those are the two main data points, if you will, that we focus in on.
AJ Herman, digital media creator at Yes Network, joining us here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa. All right, so let's actually backtrack a little more here. When you're at a bar with friends and somebody, you know, maybe they're a big Yankees fan, but they don't really understand what you do, how do you explain your job to them?
That's a great question. I've had to do this for many of my relatives. So,
I bet.
So as a digital media creator or coordinator, I'm, you know, not to say this and I'm patting myself on the back, but I'm a bit of a jack of all trades. I do a lot of, it's mainly social media. So most of the games, I would say about 100 games of the 162, I'm on the Yes Network Twitter account live tweeting it. So all the highlights that you see and, you know, silly GIFs and stats and stuff like that, that's generally me there behind the under the hood, if you will, getting that information out to our followers. So throw us a follow at Yes Network. But yeah, so that's a big part of it. But then that's really just during the game itself. Obviously, there's a whole day's worth of preparation and research and just kind of cultivating different content for the website itself. So that can also entail just written articles, if that's news updates, roster moves, injuries, that kind of stuff. More recently, as we sort of discussed about the whole video push, I've been getting more into the editing side of video, which I got a little bit of experience with in college, but I'm mostly just kind of self-teaching my way through Adobe Premiere and Final Cut and those fun, you know, programs. So that's a lot of it too. And it's, you know, just obviously this season specifically, it's been chock full of material. They've been breaking records. They're going on the Yankees that they're going on win streaks and stuff. So there's a lot more interesting things happening. So I have a hand in sort of getting all the material that you might see on the Yes Network TV channel up onto those digital platforms. So,
as somebody who again has had to and has to manage various different platforms and various mm-hmm. different accounts, it's a lot of work, especially when you're talking about a franchise, you know, like the Yankees, and a network like Yes sure. Network, you know, which obviously is their flagship. We're talking with AJ Herman. You mentioned college. I see BU grad. Is that Boston University?
That is, yes, sir. Boston University Terriers. Yep.
Okay. And where are you from originally?
I spent the first half of my childhood in North Jersey. So that's sort of where my Yankees roots took shape. Obviously, in the mid to late 90s, they were doing some pretty good things, so I kind of got hooked there. And then for all sorts of family reasons and whatnot, we moved out to Pennsylvania. So I went to high school in Pennsylvania in the Poconos in like Northeast PA, actually pretty close to where their AAA affiliate is currently. So North Jersey and Northeast PA, and then on to Boston University.
The old 570, where my radio show still airs. And by the way, if people haven't had a chance to check out, I sing the praises of PNC Field, the new ballpark there, newer.
And it's beautiful.
You've been to a game there, I'm assuming, right?
I've been, yeah. I was there even well before the Yankees even moved there, when they were still the Phillies affiliate,
the Red Barons. At that old garbage ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom actually is a bit of a singer, and she sang the national anthem at a Rail Riders game. I've been to dozens and dozens of them well before I ever got to Yes Network, so it's funny to come full circle. But yeah, my cell phone that I'm on right now is still a 570 area code, so there you go.
I love it. Now, let me – I just heard this story. I was watching an interview with Adam Rippon, obviously, the Olympic skater, Dancing with the
yep.
Stars now, and he's from Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, just north of
Springfield. Yes. Yeah.
And he said that one of his first memories of ice skating was, I didn't realize this, but at the old AAA ballpark there in Moosic, where the Red mm-hmm. Barons played and then the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Yankees before they knocked it down, in the winter, they would actually freeze over the baseball diamond, and that would be an ice skating rink. Did you know this? Did you ever skate on it?
To be honest with you, I did not know that. No, I did not skate. Not exactly an accomplished ice skater, but but no, I wasn't aware of that. That sounds pretty cool. I would have probably been interested in checking that out, but that's news to me. So
it's cool, but it also explains why the drainage at that ballpark was as terrible. I'll never forget.
Subpar. Yeah.
I tell people this all the time. When I got the job, you know, I went to Syracuse and I stayed in Syracuse for the summer, and then I got the job in Scranton hosting a radio show. So mm-hmm. my dad drives from Niagara Falls to Syracuse, picks me up. We drive down to Wilkes-Barre. We go apartment mm-hmm. hunting. We go furniture shopping. Phil Hughes that night is supposed to make a rehab start for the Rail Riders.
Sure.
They
okay.
end up playing the game, but because of how bad the field was, because it had been raining, they played the game, but they pulled Hughes from his rehab start because they didn't trust him on the field because they didn't trust the field. That's how
wow.
bad the drainage was at that old ballpark. So to go from that and the awful in-game experience to what they have now at PNC Field, is definitely, if you're listening to this and you're in the New York City area, it's worth the drive. It's worth the weekend trip. And if you're listening to this in Northeastern Pennsylvania, thank you.
Definitely.
And enjoy the Baby Bombers while you got them there, because you got a great lineup to go check out. AJ Herman from the Yes Network is here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. All right, so how did you get the job at Yes?
Basically, positions in the sports media world, it's a lot about who you know and the connections that you're able to get. So I was just able, while I interviewed for the position while I was at ESPN, that was my previous position before getting to Yes Network, which was also just a crazy experience too. But yeah, just sort of through a family friend, got, you know, sent the resume along. I had applied for basically what the position is that that I'm doing now. They had two different people doing two kind of different things, and both of those people moved on to other opportunities. So they tried to blend just kind of those two positions into one, and then I was able to interview for that, and it lasted a couple months. It was kind of a several months long process because of the Fox takeover of Yes, which I don't know if listeners, you know, obviously the corporate giants that pulled the strings behind the scenes, Fox came in and took over Yes Network. Those that's now sort of in flux now with this whole Disney thing now, but yeah, so it took a little while, but I just had I think it was three or four rounds of interviews with my boss, and headed into the New York City to interview with my boss's boss, if you will. And things worked out. And actually, there's one funny story if you have, you know, time.
We got time, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there's just one funny story that that took place when I did interview for the last time, which was I was sitting in a conference room with my now three digital media coworkers, or two coworkers and our boss. And the last thing they asked me, they just slid a unopened pack of baseball cards across the table, and they were just like, "All right, so we're going to give you these baseball cards. We want you to open up the pack and just tell us one thing about every player that you do find in there." And so I just thought this is such a creative way to interview somebody, and I thought they got a kick out of it. And I, you know, opened it up. I remember Sonny Gray was one of the players. It was just a random bunch of about a dozen or so guys, and you know, I had just been obviously working at ESPN and just consuming SportsCenter all day, every day kind of thing. So I, you know, was able to piece my way through the whole pack and everything. So I don't know. My mom really gets a kick out of that story. But that was definitely one of the more unique interview experiences that I've had. And it paid off. So I think I'm in the right place. Yeah.
they took a page out of JCTV there, giving you the pack of cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. I didn't get to keep them at the end, though. But other than that, it was it was very like exactly the finale of the JCTC TV series there.
Exactly. Jack Curry's web series, by the way, is what we're referring to. AJ Herman from Yes Network is here right now. So when people come up to you and they say, "Oh, man, I'd love to work at Yes Network. How can I get my foot in the door there?" What do you say to them?
My advice. Yes Network is it's a tight-knit family, if you will. It's a pretty small operation, relatively speaking. So, you know, obviously I encourage people to apply for all positions that come available, and internships and that kind of stuff. But more broadly, just the advice that I tend to give new college grads or young people that you know reach out to me, which, you know, I feel honored that they do, which is very nice. But I basically just try and tell people to, it's like, you know, an age-old journalism edict to show and not tell. So anybody can send in a resume and say, "Yeah, I know a ton about sports. I watch TV all the time," or whatever. But the people that are really able to set themselves apart and, you know, force their way into the conversation, if you will, are the ones that are maybe like, "Yeah, here, I've podcasted about the Yankees for the last 2 years, or I have just a web, you know, a YouTube show where I react to certain things," or whatever. Like a way that employers or, you know, a potential Yes Network coordinator or something would be able to actually see they've been persistent with, you know, the stuff that they're doing. They're creative. They're looking for new ways to express themselves. And obviously, if people are, you know, unemployed and looking for those opportunities, it's a little bit easier to have the time to maybe make some of those things. So that's generally what I tell people, you know, however method is the most comfortable or suitable for you to, you know, just sort of show your stuff. I think that's really the difference maker for people, because anybody can just be, you know, a sports fan, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot harder to, as you said, get your foot into the door. And, you know, I'm no genius or anything. I've been able to find my way through a couple of really cool opportunities in the sports media world. So so it definitely can be done. And anybody who wants to ever reach out to me or get in touch with me, I try to do my best to give some good advice back. So yeah.
By the way, AJ is on Twitter at AJ Herman. Yes, that's two R's and two N's at AJ
yes.
Herman. Yes, is AJ's Twitter. Of course, we'll link to it in the description of this podcast as well. AJ Herman from Yes Network, doing a great job and giving us a whole bunch of time here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. You mentioned earlier pulling stuff off of TV, getting it onto the various platforms online. Does that ever go the other way? Do you ever send something that's online to the TV guys? Do you have a protocol for doing that?
That does happen here and there. More often when usually in spring training, that's sort of the prime time where we're me and my fellow coworkers Matthew Stucco and Lou DiPietro, we're down there for a couple weeks at a time, and we'll interview guys, or we'll do just sort of fun, you know, quirky internet related, you know, skits, and not skits, but just like fun stuff like that. So sometimes the on air people will see those and be like, oh, that'd be great, we'll use that in the pregame show or whatever. But it's nothing. There's no, you know, secret scientific process for actually getting those clips, you know, to the production. We film and edit everything on our own with our, you know, just MacBooks and Final Cut and all that stuff, and then, you know, just transfer the files over to our production operation folks, and they edit it down or do whatever they need to do, and then squeeze it into the on-air stuff, which, you know, obviously the on-air portion of Yes Network is, you know, that's the top, the dog. They're the cable TV network. So anytime we are able to get something on there that they, you know, that they get a kick out of or appreciate, we chalk that up as a big win. So we're always looking for that.
All right, second to last question, but maybe the most important. AJ, are you responsible for the Yankees trivia music that we got to hear every night now?
I wish I could say that I was. I do fancy myself a bit of a music fan, but I can't take credit for that. I think it might be our
John J. Filippelli. Was he the one that installed that?
He definitely put the final stamp of approval on it, I would think. Uh-huh. But I think it might be Troy Benjamin. He's one of our producers. I know he's a great Twitter follow, by the way. He might get mad that I'm directing people to him, but. He's on Twitter all the time talking about how basically the trivia music is the reason they went 17-2 over that run and everything. So
Gregorius or anything else.
Yeah, no, definitely not Didi Gregorius. Yeah, it was definitely the trivia. So that's why the trivia music has certainly not left the broadcast. So I think it, as long as they keep winning and whatever, that's good for us. So we're going to keep it up.
Wait, AJ, how long have you been at Yes?
Just about 3 years. I hit a 3 year mark a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yep.
Just in those 3 years, and this is, I guess, what we'll wrap up on, because I do want to talk a little more like digital shop with you here. You know, sure. As somebody who produces content himself and certainly likes to consume it, especially in regards to the Yankees, I've really noticed the evolution in Yes Network's Facebook Live going from, you know, like take the pregame meetings that you guys will stream, for example. I don't know. Maybe that was just you in Lorenz's office with a phone or somebody with a phone. And it's gone from that to now it's like a full-fledged production almost.
It is.
Take me through that. Take me through the evolution of how it went from just somebody in their iPhone and just Jack and Bob sitting in an office to now a conference room and graphics and the whole nine.
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely been a big developing sort of, you know, product, if you will, that we've been working with. And it's been written about in Sports Business Daily and stuff like that. So it's something that maybe other stations are going to maybe start replicating, which is cool. But yeah, as you mentioned, it was very rudimentary early on. It was just me and Matthew Stucco with our iPhones or just, you know, basically hanging out in the office. Obviously, the goal behind it was to take a peek behind the curtain for our viewers and followers and sort of get just a very open look at, you know, Bob Lorenz and John Flaherty and Jack Curry and these analysts who are super, super knowledgeable and do a fantastic job on the air. But just sort of to get a more, you know, relaxed view of them. They're, you know, they're not in makeup and hair and all that good stuff. They're just talking Yankee stats and stuff. So we just thought that was a cool glimpse into the behind the scenes of Yes Network. And as we, you know, touched on with the Facebook Live development, that was definitely something that we were interested in bringing to that Facebook Live platform, because it's, you know, something that just gets people's attention to the games. We do it for every series opener. So it's a good way to just kick off for the fans and for the followers and to just get sort of the context for the games to be played. So it takes place in just a regular conference room, but there's now essentially a set, if you will. We've got banners, we've got studio lighting, we've got mics, the whole wireless mic system kind of thing. So it's definitely taken off, and we're always looking for new ways to you know, either continue engaging with our fans when they are tuned in, or just for finding new ways to get people to watch. So that's always the ultimate goal, is to get more eyeballs on what we're working on. So yeah, I think it's fun. It's cool to see all the talent just kind of come together and working with the stats guys, who also do just a fantastic job. We have one of the best stats departments in TV, in my biased opinion.
Speaking of great follows, Jeff is a great, if you're a Yankees fan, he's absolutely at Yes to Research. How do you say his last name?
It's Quagliata, but we just call him Quags.
You could call him Quags. Jeff Quags at Yes to Research is a really, really, I mean, that he's great. I love, you know, during games, before and after. He's always got
he's one of the best
timelines. Absolutely. It's been cool. I think as Yankees fans, we're spoiled in a lot of different facets of our fandom, and one of them certainly is with our regional sports network. I mean, you guys are top notch. Obviously, you guys are nominated for and have won a number of different Emmys for everything you're doing, both on the air and online. You compare the production value and the coverage that Yes gives us to what these other teams get with their RSNs, and it's mm-hmm. really not even close. So really cool to kind of pick your brain and get a little behind the scenes look. We'll leave you on this. All right, AJ, you walk into Yankee Stadium, not working for the Yes Network, but as a fan, you want to go check out the Yankees Saturday 1:00 game. Mm-hmm. What are you going to the concession stand to buy? What's the one thing you got to eat when you're at the stadium?
This is probably a boring answer, but it's a hot dog. I've never been to a baseball game, minor league, any level, and I've failed to eat a hot dog. It's been almost 20 years, this streak that I've been on. So I have no intentions of discontinuing it. I was just at the game on Friday night, and I got myself another delicious Nathan's hot dog. So you can really never go wrong. Hot dogs and maybe a brewski if you're off the clock. You know, I think that's the 1-2 combo for me.
I guess you're our third guest. This is our third week doing the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I've asked every guest that question, and I've gotten the same answer every single
Oh, really?
Time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sell Yankee Stadium short, because they do have 8,000 different options. They have, you know, sushi and noodles and steaks and, you know, big sandwiches and all kinds of stuff. They have a fruit cart on the bottom level if you're in, you know, looking for a healthier option. They've got it all. So even if you want to branch out a little bit from just a hot dog,
nothing wrong sticking with a classic. And I also saw, I mean, speaking of steak, I saw on the Yes Network YouTube, what was that, just today, I think it got uploaded, right?
Yes.
The video of Matt Gibson, who's the executive chef over at Yankee mm-hmm. Stadium, giving the whole how to cook a steak tutorial. Well, again, he's a digital media creator and coordinator over at Yes Network, AJ Herman. You can find him on Twitter at AJ Herman, 2 R's, 2 N's, yes. Again, that's at AJ Herman, yes. AJ Herman, it's great. I didn't realize you had some NEPA ties there too, so that's pretty cool. And great work, you and all your colleagues, what you guys are doing at Yes Network. Appreciate you giving us a bunch of time here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast.
Absolutely, Ralphie. Thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words and for having me on. This was a great experience. And go Yankees. We want to keep seeing these wins pile up and keep the season electricity going.
By the way, a big thank you, I should say, to the Friends of St. Jude. I hosted that gala that I won the tickets in the silent auction. So thank you to Sports Illustrated for donating them. Thank you to the Friends of St. Jude New York chapter for having me and having me host it. And thanks to my American Express credit limit for allowing me to make a nice donation to St. Jude and experience Legends. A huge thank you to AJ Herman. Great spot out of him. Yes Network, you can find him again. Obviously, you can find him at Yes Network. He's updating that, but you can find his actual Twitter and Instagram. It's at AJ Herman, and that's two R's and two N's. Yes, at AJ Herman, yes. Of course, I'm personally at Ralphie Aversa, and we're at Pinstripe Lanes on all social media networks. This has been episode number 3 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast.